Blackstone Audio presents Endgame, a nameless detective novel by Bill Pronzini. This book is read by Nick Sullivan. For Marcia. Prologue. The two cases came into the agency within half an hour of each other on a Wednesday afternoon in May. Both had their unusual aspects, though they seemed straightforward enough as far as our services went. Had there only been the Cahill matter, Tamara would have assigned Jake Runyon to it. But because the Denison job came in first and required a 400-plus-mile round-trip drive into the Sierras, the first leg with a female passenger, Runyon was given that one. And because Alex Chavez and both of our part-time operatives were out on field assignments, and I happened to be in the office with nothing but routine to occupy my time, I took James Cahill's call and agreed to interview him. If Runyon or Chavez or anybody else had handled the Cahill investigation, its ultimate outcome might have been different. One thing for sure, it would not have worked out in the same way with the same consequences if I hadn't been the one to take it on. Life can be a real bitch sometimes. Chapter 1. Shelter Hills Estates was one of those modern suburban housing developments that proliferate in just about every town, large and small, in the Greater Bay Area, elsewhere in California, and no doubt throughout the entire country. Cookie-cutter homes for what's left of the American middle class. This one in Walnut Creek was the upscale variety, quarter-acre lots containing large...